ABC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, a special event florist, bistro, and full-service caterer on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet box lunches throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. It's 12:30. I'm Celeste Quinn. Henry Frain is our technical director today. Joining me in the studio, Tom Rogers. He has our check on AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. The state's announced closure of Kickapoo State Park has some local officials in Vermilion County seeking alternative means of funding the facility. It's one of 11 state parks that are scheduled to close November 1st because of state budget cuts. Vermilion County Conservation District Director Ken Consis says while his staff would be able to manage the 2,800-acre site, he says the dollars to operate it would likely have to come from somewhere else. The Conservation District's tax levy is at nearly 10 cents. That's a maximum allowed by law, and it already operates four parks of its own. Consis says the number of visitors make their way to his facilities as well as the state's.
They have the campground at Kickapoo. I have none here. I plan not to build one. We have one at the southern end of the county. They've got mountain bike trails. I don't here, but I've got things that they don't have either. So we work real well together.
Consis says the state and county parks in the area are also used a great deal for deer and turkey hunting. He says state lawmakers like Representative Bill Black are looking for ways to keep Kickapoo open. But Consis also plans to meet with Vermilion County board members and the mayor of Danville, Scott Eisenhower, in hopes of finding a new funding solution. The county board is expected to vote on a resolution tomorrow night opposing the state's decision to close Kickapoo. A train derailment has resulted in traffic rerouting in North Champaign. Seven cars have come off the Canadian National tracks in the 800 block of North State Street. Traffic along State and Randolph Streets is being rerouted to Neal and Prospect. Champaign Police spokeswoman Renee Dunn, says there were no hazardous materials involved or injuries, but crossings are expected to be closed for much of the day. A year after Governor Rob Blagojevich outlined a plan to expand the state's health insurance coverage for sick and injured young adults, his All Kids Bridge program still doesn't exist. One public interest group says it would be recipients have been calling to sign up, but it has to tell them that the agency has to tell them that there's no program yet. The governor announced last August he was expanding the state's All Kids program with what he called All Kids Bridge. He said the move was necessary to help young people who had serious medical conditions and would allow them to continue to receive their benefits until they were 21. The state's Division of Insurance explains the state still wants the program, but that the administration is still working on details. More customers normally might mean more financial stability, but after months of surging ridership on the nation's second-largest transit system, the Chicago Transit Authority has announced belt-tightening measures to address looming debt. CTA head Ron Huberman says those measures include eliminating 80 administrative jobs and deferring non-critical spending. They won't include immediate fare increases, though. The CTA says the measures would save about $40 million. High energy prices are partly to blame for the CTA's woes. It also lost millions of potential revenue when the legislature agreed to let seniors ride for free. The agency didn't say how large a debt it faced for this year. The CTA says ridership for August was up nearly 10% compared to the same period a year ago. Along with paying for tuition, housing, and other living expenses, there's another cost of going to college. As Sean Crawford reports, textbooks are becoming a bigger burden for students.
Ashley Rook is a University of Illinois at Springfield graduate student from Chicago. As someone involved with student government, she's heard from fellow students about the difficulty in paying for books and the steps they take to save money.
I've heard from students who, for instance, have to avoid the courses that they need for their major because they can't afford the books that semester. I've heard from students who avoid buying the books altogether because they simply can't afford them. So they try to get by in the class through PowerPoints, through borrowing their friends' books, and it really diminishes the quality of their education.
The government estimates the cost of college textbooks is rising four times the rate of inflation. The average student is paying up to $1,000 a year simply for books. A bit of help could be on the way. A recently adopted federal law would require textbook publishers to provide more information about their products, including cheaper formats, and books that are now bundled into a package with CDs and other material would need to be sold separately. But students will have to wait, as the law won't take effect for another 2 years. I'm Sean Crawford.
The newly renovated Memorial Stadium opened its doors to the public over the weekend after undergoing a $121 million facelift. The west stands of the 85-year-old stadium are almost entirely different, with a massive new press box, rows of skyboxes, and suites on top. A number of former Illini football stars, like offensive lineman and All-American Brad Hopkins, came to the opening game. He played with the Illini in the early 90s and later in the NFL with the Houston Oilers and Tennessee Titans. He says the new stadium facilities are better than anything he's seen in the NFL.
This is phenomenal. It's a great opportunity, and it's nice to see, coming back from such a rich heritage, more kids come through it, and then maybe hopefully they'll go into the league and mention it, and we'll keep getting good recruits in and good teams. It's all it's about, really, is recruiting, and as long as you have stuff like this to show for, you know, for your programs, it'll bring more and more kids in, the best ones in the country.
Hopkins says the reconstructed stadium will hopefully give the Illini players even more motivation to play well and entertain fans. And the more than 60,000 fans got their share of entertainment over the weekend when the Illini beat Eastern Illinois Saturday 47-21. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's programming is made possible in part by Ratio Architects, designers of the M21.